Bibles, please, to Malachi chapter 3. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. The ushers do have Bibles. Praise God. All right. Are you there? Okay, this is Malachi. And this, I like to read it in terms of our tithing because it kind of gives you step by step, not only what tithing is, but why you tithe and the benefits of tithing. And I think that a lot of times what happens is God's people are not meant to be led by law. They're meant to be led by desire. And by understanding what tithing is all about, sometimes you can get the right desire for, you know, wanting to tithe or having a desire to tithe and to serve God with your tithing. Now, let's read, this is Malachi chapter 1, and I'll start reading it, Malachi chapter 3, start reading it verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom I seek shall suddenly come into his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, who you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, this is talking about the second coming of Jesus. Now, the first coming, you know, he came as a baby. The second coming, he's coming as a lion. He's coming as the one who has redeemed us and has come to receive this thing. Now, Jesus is coming back. So when you're referring to Malachi chapter 3, you're talking about this preparation of his coming by the church. And so some people say, well, tithing has passed away. No. This is talking about the church. He's talking about things that we need to prepare for his coming. And one of the things he says here, he says in verse 6, for I am the Lord and I change not. Say, change not. I believe the first sign of tithing was in the Garden of Eden. And I think he said in the Garden of Eden, he said, now the tree that is in the midst of garden, don't eat of that one. For the day you eat that of that tree, you shall surely die. All right? So notice there was a prohibition on one of the trees that was bearing fruit. In other words, don't you eat of it. That tree is, I've set it there for myself. So you don't eat of that tree. So in the middle of all this provision, there's one tree that Adam could not eat of. Now, he didn't say don't touch it, because I really believe you did touch it, and it was harvested to God, that it was God's portion. And so the tithe is God's portion. He ran this in the garden, and he's running it today. And if you go on down to verse 7, even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me and I'll return to you, and saith the Lord of hosts. But you said, wherein or how shall we return? He said, will a man rob God? Well, I'm saying, wow, rob God. Now, how can you rob big old God? I mean, God knows everything. He made us. How can we rob him? He goes on down here. He says, yet you have robbed me, but you said, wherein have we robbed thee? He said, in tithes and offerings. Isn't that something? So some people have robbed God in tithes and offerings. Now, what did they rob God of? They've robbed God of the ability for God to care for them. Tithe is a covenant connector. It connects you up with a covenant that God made with Abraham and through Jesus for you to get benefits out of this saved life that you've got. So this tithe is a key that connects up. And so a tithe means 10%. And it's 10% of, I like to say, all legally earned income. And so... This tithe is given to you so that you could offer it back to God. How many of you remember Abraham's son, Isaac? Notice God gave Isaac his son, a son, And then God asked for him back. Isn't that something? So this is not some first time God has done this. God gives you something and he wants it back. Now, your giving that back to him causes things to happen. He says in verse 10, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now, he would say, the Lord of hosts, if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a what? A blessing that shall not be room enough to receive. Now, that's a pretty big blessing. You tell me, this preacher one time, they had some kind of anniversary, and the preacher, they gave him a Cadillac for his anniversary. And so he took it home, and the Cadillac was so long, it wouldn't fit all the way in the garage. So we had a blessing that was too big. He poured out a blessing. He was not able to receive it in his garage. That was just a little story, a little humor there. Praise the Lord. But my point to you is the blessing is being poured out. Now, notice, as you tithe, the blessing is poured out. As you tithe, the blessing is poured out. If you know anything about the blessing could be new ideas, inventions. The blessing could bring protection. The blessing could bring all kinds of things. You study that blessing one time. Look at verse 11. He said, and I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he'll not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, that means that whatever you're working on will come to completion. I said, will come to completion. So then he says in verse 12, and all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land. Now, all this is out of the tithe. Now, remember, there was a man named Achan. And Achan is over in the book of Joshua, Joshua 6 and 7. And what happened is they fought the first battle called Jericho. And when they fought that battle, Achan, he's going out think everybody. So what Achan does is Achan took what God said, don't touch, don't take it. He said, bring all this first battle, bring me all the provision. He wanted the first fruit. Say first fruit. He knows that's something you want, but you're going to sacrifice that. You're going to give it to him. Now, as Achan did that, he took it, he buried it in his tent and thought nobody knew it. But they went out and fought the next battle and lost it. Now, notice what happened. It was an easy battle. Matter of fact, they didn't even send all the men because the battle was so easy. But when that anointing lifts off of you, what was easy becomes hard. And so what happened was Achan lost that. Joshua lost that battle. He came, cried before God. God said, get up. Israel has sinned. And what did he do? He pointed out the family that was not that had taken the first fruit. And aren't you glad we don't have something at our doors that is one of those things they have in those stores that if you go out with merchandise that you haven't paid for, it'll and you know, but God, you know, he could put something at the church door that says, God robber, right here, God robber. But God is loving now, he's kind. So he's giving you a chance to repent, praise God. Now, here's what people think, and this is what a lot of people don't tithe. Look at Leviticus chapter 27. That's the last chapter in the book of Leviticus. And it's verse 30. This is why a lot of people don't tithe. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is whose? The Lord's. The Lord's. So if you get $100, how much of that is the Lord's? Now notice what he's kind enough to do. Give you 10% extra so that you can offer it back to him. Now watch this. It never belonged to us. It was always God's. Now this is just like this. I get a rental car. I start driving it. Start leaning. Man, this is good. Ooh, I like this. So I'm going to take it and put it in my garage and hold on to it. How many of you know Popo will be out there pretty soon to get that car? And the reason why is because it doesn't belong to me. I'm telling you, people have been held up by the devil because they're holding the tithe. The Bible says over in Joshua, he said, you can't hold it because it is accursed, meaning that it is earmarked for destruction. And so what happens is you got to let it go. You got to get it out of your house. You get it into the place where that tithe's supposed to be. Say amen to this. Now, this is not designed to scare you. This is designed to help you to fear the Lord. And so I think a lot of times people don't tithe because they think somehow it belongs to them. They just mix it in with their stuff. And you go in the closet and you look what the tithe had bought. Well, the tithe, that wasn't supposed to have been the tithe. Tithe is the Lord's and it's supposed to go to God's. So just think about the Hertz rental car example that I'm using. I can't afford to tithe. You can't afford not to. You see, the idea about it, that if you tithe, you hook up with the covenant, so God will make up the rest. I said, you hook up with the covenant and God will take care of the rest. And that's the way it is. Now, I'm only telling you that because I can't make anyone tithe. But I'm telling you, don't bring it on yourself or your own family. After you've heard me teach on this, now God's going to hold you accountable for it. Say amen to that. That's all I got to say about that. Now, also, we said that we're going to have this building paid in full by the Faith Conference. Now, that didn't happen. Yet. But wait a minute, my faith is still there. It hadn't wavered one iota. And it only means that somebody is not hearing God. That God is, he'll honor our faith. So I'm just saying, when I bought this building, I remember what he told me. He said, if the money is not there by Monday, meaning that somebody was supposed to hear God. And we couldn't get all the money by then, so God had another channel that he got the money through. But I'm just saying, if you know that God is speaking your heart about this, now I'm not talking about now just waiting on that envelope to be filled by God, by some seed that comes in from somewhere else. I'm saying if God speaks to your heart and say, hey, I want you to sow a seed. I want you to do that. Just obey God. We're going to get this thing paid off. No pressure. God loves what? A cheerful giver. But as you obey God, guaranteed you're going to be tremendously blessed. Now give the Lord a praise and just prepare your tithe and your offering. Amen.
Praise God.